In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. St. Paul writes in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, this does not mean that we can do whatever we want, because what it really means is that whatever Christ gives us the strength to do, to put it another way, when we do God's will, and if we have faith, nothing will stand in our way, because God will make the impossible possible if we are in His will and we're doing what He would have us to do. God also has a way of choosing the most unlikely people to do great things for Him, because when great people do great things, people attribute it to their greatness. But when unlikely people do great things, and they do it in the name of God, then people see God's hand in what they do. And an example of that is in the saint we commemorate today, Saint Nina, who was the enlightener of Georgia. According to the earliest written account of her life, she was a Cappadocian. In other words, she lived in Asia Minor, what is now Turkey. And she came from a pious Christian family. And she was taken into Georgia as a captive. In other words, at some point she became a prisoner, maybe pirates or whatever, thugs, bandits, captured her and sold her into slavery. There are other accounts that say that actually she had heard about the land of Georgia and that she desired to bring them the gospel, and that she went voluntarily. But these two accounts are not necessarily as mutually as exclusive as they might seem, because she could have heard about the land of Georgia and desired to bring them the gospel, and that God provided the means by bringing her into Georgia in that way. In this respect, she's similar to St. Patrick, because St. Patrick came to Ireland not voluntarily at first, but he was captured by Irish raiders and was a slave. He was shepherding sheep, and then at one point he escaped back to Britain, and then was sent to France to study, to become a priest, and then a bishop, and was sent back to Ireland, speaking the language like a native, as a missionary. And St. Nina, no doubt, was very young and was able to pick up the language of the Georgian people, which is one of the most difficult languages. If you ever see the way their words are written out or try to pronounce the names of their cities, they're very difficult. It's not a language that's related very closely to any other language that we might be familiar with. But the story of her life goes that at one point, a woman who had a sick child came to her, because she was desperate and she was seeking anyone who might have some remedy that would be able to help her baby. And she told her that she didn't have any remedy, but that she would pray for the baby. And she laid the baby down, prayed over her, and the baby was immediately healed. And word got to the Queen of Georgia, who was also suffering from a long-term illness. And so she went to St. Nina, and the same thing happened. St. Nina prayed for her, and she was healed. And she told her husband about all of this, but her husband dismissed the story. Some accounts say that he even had a mind to persecute the Christians and to do away with St. Nina. But he was out hunting with some friends, and a mysterious darkness covered him. He was separated from his friends, and he couldn't see the light of day. This was in daytime, so he knew that there was something supernatural that was going on. And he prayed to his gods, and nothing changed. And then finally, in desperation, he said, if the God of this woman, Nina, is the true God, may God bring me out of this darkness. And immediately, the light of the sun shone through, and he was able to get himself back to the city. And so the king came to Saint Nina and sought to be instructed in the faith. And he, in turn, after converting to Christianity, him and his wife met with the leaders of the people and convinced them to accept the Christian faith. This is one thing I should say about missionary activities among different types of people that we have a hard time understanding, because we read about a nation converting en masse, for example, Russia, because St. Vladimir converted to Christianity, and maybe we think, well, St. Vladimir must have said, well, I'm going to kill you all if you don't convert. And Protestant missionaries are particularly inclined to view things this way, but I studied missions as a Protestant in college, And one of the things that even Protestant missionaries have come to understand is that they're among certain types of cultures, there's what you have, what they call a mass people movement. Because in cultures that are not individualistic, like our own culture, when a leader decides to do something like that, the people trust their leader enough to where they'll do what he says, and they'll do it willingly. And Protestant missionaries would go to some primitive tribe in South America, and they would convert the chief, and then the whole tribe wanted to become a Christian. They would at first say, no, 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 you don't understand. You have to do this individually. You can't do this because the chief told you to do it. But they eventually came to realize, well, no, these people really were sincere, but they trusted their leader. And so that's no doubt what happened in the case of Georgia. And St. Nina spent the rest of her life going around the nation and leading people to Christ and spreading the faith. Perhaps you don't feel like you have much to offer God. Maybe you don't have any special talents. You don't have a whole lot going for you. Well, in that day and age, there were few people who were lower on the totem pole than a slave girl. And yet, God used this woman to bring an entire nation to God. Christ conquered a nation through the efforts and the prayers and the faith of this young girl. If you will entrust yourself to Him wholly, give yourself to His will, you will be able to do all things through Christ who will strengthen you as well.